Good morning. Is the sound okay? Just if you want to give me a thumbs up, it'd be great. Thank you. So, finding a comfortable posture, gently close your eyes. In developing our capacity for staying fully present with a steady, clear awareness, it's helpful to get centered in our bodies, to connect with our posture, to be with it in a way that expresses alertness, dignity, and stability. I like the image of the mountain, the base really solid. To take a little time to find our seat, to feel our bodies fully supported and balanced on the cushion, or the chair, or the ground underneath us. It can be helpful to take some time to scan the body for any areas of tension or holding, relaxing anything that can be relaxed, releasing any tension around the head, the forehead, the eyes, the area of the brain, the jaw, relaxing the shoulders. If there's any tension that doesn't release, allow it to be there. Just soften around it. Relaxing the upper back, the mid back, the lower back. Really settling into the hips, relaxing the chest, the diaphragm area. Allow the belly to be soft. Let the arms and hands soften. The thighs, legs, and feet. Allow your attention to roam throughout the body and just be at ease with whatever's there, relaxing. Connecting. Now take a few deep breaths, connecting to the body more fully with each breath. Feel the expansion of the chest, the ribs as you inhale. And then each exhale, relaxing a little more deeply and settling in. Allowing the breath to return to normal. We can stay close to it. Stay intimate with it. This body, this breath is our home, our anchor to the moment. This anchor that helps keep us from drifting off and getting lost. And this anchor can keep us stable in a choppy sea as well as in a tranquil ocean. Being fully here in the present moment is to value this heightened awareness more than we value the pool of our thoughts, concerns, and feelings. This moment, our home. If it's helpful, you can label the breaths in, out, arising, falling, like a whisper in the mind. Just a simple recognizing what is present. In, out. Allowing the attention to mostly rest with the felt sense of the breath. Just recognizing what's here simply. If your attention has drifted, notice it and gently escort it back to the breath. Come back home. It's normal for the attention to drift. There's no need to judge it. You just return over and over again, returning to the present in a gentle, unhurried way, appreciating to return to mindfulness, to the intimacy of this body. Allow any thoughts or concerns remain in the background. It's fine for them to be there. Just keep returning to the rhythm of breathing in and out in this beautiful body. On the first day of a retreat, there's often a lot of momentum to our thinking. And as we all have done this before, it's not a problem. We practice with our mind just as it is, not how we might wish it to be. But it's helpful to remember that. Whatever arises in our practice belongs. Whatever's here belongs. We can just fold it into the practice, bring our awareness in it. When we get distracted, we can allow the breath, the body, to be the tether that brings us back. Instead of being discouraged on how many vacations we've taken, we can be relaxed about it and just begin again. Eventually, as we settle in, just the regularity of coming back slowly, gradually, stops fueling the tendency to think so much. The momentum begins to slow down. All we have to do is just welcome ourselves back to the present each time. It's like coming home. We're happy to be home. In the Satipatthana Sutta, the instructions say, when walking, one knows I am walking. When standing, one knows I am standing. When sitting, one knows I am sitting. When lying down, one knows I am lying down. Or in whatever way one's body is disposed, one knows. Just a simple recognition of what's going on in the moment. I'd like to encourage you to try to be mindful in all your transitions and informal activities, to know what you're doing when you're doing it, to value this heightened awareness more than the pool of our thoughts and concerns. When we do that, it allows the energy of the practice to build and our concentration to strengthen. Just allow the continuity of awareness returning to the present. The sutta continues, when bending or stretching, one acts with clear comprehension. When eating, drinking, chewing, and tasting, one acts with clear comprehension. When urinating and defecating, one acts with clear comprehension. When walking, standing, falling asleep, waking up, talking, and remaining silent, one acts with clear comprehension. It could easily have added, whatever you do, one acts with clear comprehension. So thank you. Next, Tanya will be giving walking instructions before next walking period.